They got a scare in Japan. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Sirens went off in two regions of that country, warning people of a missile, telling them to evacuate into shelters, and it wasn't a drill. It was a North Korean missile that flew over Japan in a test that actually landed in the Pacific Ocean.
We condemn this launch, and it's a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby just told Fox,
"We're going to continue to make sure that we have in place in the Indo-Pacific the kinds of capabilities that we need to defend ourselves and our allies."
And as a show of strength, after that latest North Korean launch, American and South Korean fighter jets did military drills firing weapons at targets. Kirby also talked about helping Ukraine take back more territory Russia seized in four regions that leader Vladimir Putin now claims are part of Russia, which the U.S. refuses to recognize. More American aid is on the way.
Even in just coming days, you're going to see us continue to provide security assistance to the Ukrainians, the kinds of weapons and capabilities that they have been using to win back their territory in those four areas.
It's up to 97 hurricane deaths in Florida, mostly in areas Ian hit first and hardest, like barrier islands now cut off. More than 2,000 other people have been rescued.
The National Guard has been in the air, going from island to island, getting people. There is no electricity in this region. There is no running water at this point. Army National Guard has checkpoints all over the region, giving out water and supplies.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Fort Myers.
There have been lootings, unfortunately, of these people that are doing terrible things in this region. A situation, you know, unfortunately, natural disasters bring out the best and the worst in people.
Tomorrow, President Biden will go to Florida. Yesterday, he was in Puerto Rico promising more federal help rebuilding after Hurricane Fiona hit a few weeks ago.
And you deserve every bit of help your country can give you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The midterm elections are now 5 weeks away with a lot of Trump-backed Republicans on the ballot as the GOP tries to win control of the House and Senate. The former president is angry at CNN again, not just calling it fake news this time. He's suing it.
The lawsuit alleges CNN has used its brand and ability to reach and influence viewers in order to defame former President Trump by calling him Hitler, a Russian lackey, a racist, and an insurrectionist. The suit cites specific examples, one from August of 2019 during a Sunday show in which a psychiatrist says Trump is as destructive as Stalin, Hitler, and Mao, and includes examples from after the election, like in January of this year, when a show about the fight to save democracy included parallels between Hitler and Nazism in comparison to Trump. The court filing says the suit does not throttle the First Amendment, that it vindicates the First Amendment's marketplace of ideas. It also asks for $475 million in damages. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Two men are facing numerous charges in Poughkeepsie, New York, after a father was killed visiting his son at Marist College, shot in a hotel lobby.
Authorities say 53-year-old Paul Cutts was caught in the middle of crossfire between two homeless men and hotel staff. A fight broke out over coffee when one of the homeless men, Roy Johnson, reportedly opened fire. Authorities say both suspects had been staying there at the hotel for several days. In their room, police say they uncovered bomb-making manuals and materials that could be combined to create explosives.
Fox's Jackie Abanya. Stocks could surge a second day, continuing a rebound from September's bad sell-off. Dow futures up more than 400 points. The final spot in baseball's playoffs has been claimed. The Philadelphia Phillies clinched the third National League wild card, beating Houston 3-0. On Monday Night Football,
this one is juggle pick. There goes Hufanga.
That interception turned touchdown, sealed it for the 49ers on ESPN. San Francisco beat the Los Angeles Rams 24-9. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.